Okay, we were talking about this guy who leaves the marital bed in the morning, early in the morning, goes over his parents' house to crawl into bed with his parents.
So
okay, as an adult human, okay, married.
God.
Okay? And we thought, well, that's bizarre. You know, that's
yes.
bizarre. Then, of course, we get this text. Well, my boyfriend spends one night a week at his mom's house, too.
Stop it. Stop it.
But it's nowhere near the same. Says she travels for work 9 months of the year and wants someone to check on the house and be there because the house burned down a couple years ago and she gets anxious about it. So she's not there when he goes and spends...
The mother is not there.
Right.
Oh, okay.
When she spends the night there, and I'm welcome to come too.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, not a common situation, but...
No, and maybe eventually we'll move to just like, will you check on the house, not sleep
right.
there? Well, you know.
Exactly.
Okay, that's not the same. You scared me.
You want to offer your take on this there, Paula?
When my boys were little, I used to tease them that they would be 35 years old and they'd be waking up in the morning and say to their wives, oh, honey, I'll be back in a few hours. I'm just going over for a little cuddle time with mom. I'm happy to report that neither one of them would even dream of doing that, and they are so repulsed.
Paula, we've said the same thing to our kids. Like, okay.
Yeah, like, let's go.
What, are you going to be 40 and hanging out with us in here?
Right. Yeah. Right.
Right.
Oh, my God.
That's
I love
funny.
Paula, I'm happy to report my kids aren't weirdos like this guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Paula.
Have a great day.
You too. We asked about your unique sleeping situation, since I'm guessing we're not going to get anyone whose partner leaves the bed in the middle of the night to go to their parents' bed.
I don't think so.
And someone said, my husband and I have separate bedrooms. Sometimes we sleep together, sometimes we don't. It's all good. We just get better sleep separately, and it makes the conjugal visits even better.
Hmm.
So there you go.
All right. Whatever works.
Yeah. Whatever works for you. Someone else said separate blankets. I think that's genius.
Yeah.
We did this topic similar to this, and someone said that, what, you don't like it?
Well, this is, it's not an argument, but it's like, so when Jay will come and like lay with me, I'll be under covers and he's over covers with a blanket, and I don't like that, because then I can't like, it's like.
It's, right.
Like, I guess two blankets are fine, as long as like you're on the same level.
Right, on the same plane.
Level of sheet, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that otherwise you're tangling and...
Yeah, it just, yeah. If I want to like go over and say hi to him, I'm like...
There, but here's the thing. I you know, usually Tim and I are, you know, snuggly and whatever.
Yeah.
But sometimes I do like when there's a little bit of a sheet in between because it makes me get less clammy.
Yeah.
You know
very,
what I mean?
Yeah, it's very, yeah.
Somehow that helps.
Yeah.
I don't know, but science.